stronger and 10 times more flexible than an epoxy system, and we get this all done in one day. SealTech can fix those nasty cracks and pitting that the salt leaves behind, leaving your floors not only protected, but easy to clean and beautiful. Do you have a favorite team or company logo? SealTech can put that on your floor as well. We have about 17 colors to choose from, but custom blends are available too. Call SealTech Surface Coatings today at 636-294-6299 to schedule a free on-site estimate with either my Uncle Donald, my dad David, or myself. SealTech Surface Coatings, 636-294-6299, or visit us at stlgaragefloors.com. Let our family take care of your family.
Russ Patton, your Byerly RV financial advisor. With the stock market gyrating precariously, we recommend diversification by turning your paper profits into something tangible, like that RV you've been dreaming about. Or you can hedge your bets by playing the spread and converting just enough cash to make a healthy down payment. And win either way. Disclaimer, plan fund is no guarantee of future fund if your paper profits disappear overnight.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailers.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailers.
We discover your family. Show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com. Eureka, Missouri.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Are you currently sideways with the IRS? Do you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night? Are you facing tax liens, bank levies, or wage garnishments? If so, you should contact former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton provides a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the TV and radio. Mark lives and works right here in the Kirkwood area. If you have IRS problems, visit stltaxlawyer.com today.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertising.
Hey, join us as we celebrate inclusion and social change through our Hockey is for Everyone watch party. Fans are invited at Enterprise Center on March 24th to watch the Blues take on the Capitals from Washington. Fans will have the best view in the city as they watch the game on their center-hung scoreboard in a home game-like atmosphere. Admission is just $10, and proceeds will benefit participating organizations and Blues for Kids. For more information and to learn how your group can earn $5 per ticket sold for your organization, go to stlouisblues.com/HIFE.
Diana from Neustetter's Fine Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. During winter months, furnace heat can cause your home to be drier than the Sahara Desert. Low humidity can cause painful dry skin, itchy eyes, and sore throats. And dry air can warp and crack the woodwork and hardwood floors in your home and give you those annoying static shocks. I had Design Air install a humidifier in my home this winter and already noticed an improvement. Contact Design Air, the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, to find out more about adding a humidifier to your home.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA.
Well, I don't understand, America's the greatest, you know, buying like 20, 30, 50, 100 rolls of toilet paper, but I do believe people need to go out now and buy several cars, like, you know, 4 or 5 cars, you know, just in case. There's about as good a chance of you needing that many cars as there is that you're going to need 500 rolls of toilet paper. So, something to think about. Ladies and gentlemen, from the greatest car dealership maybe in the world, Johnny Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello. How are you, sir? My good friend.
I'm fine. I'm curious to know... are people still
buying cars? Yeah, we've sold seven.
I hope so. How many?
Seven today, six or seven here, and two or three in St. Peter's. St. Peter's had their biggest weekend yet, 11.
Take that, Corona.
Taking hands, we're not hugging, we're just, you know, hey, you know, not even fist pumping, just, you know, doing that elbow thing or just waving. Hey, how you doing? Hey, good, how are you? Good, good, good.
You can do the Isaac from Love Boat. You know how Isaac used to just point, like, at people? Just go, hey, how you doing?
I've shaken hands every day. I will shake hands tomorrow. Right or wrong, they're just some things I just won't stop doing unless I suspect the other person is sick. I know. And I'm not saying that's right and it's for everybody. I just don't intend to not hug certain people. I had a woman 2 days ago, and when we went to... You know, yes. Go our separate ways. She reached out with a fist to fist pump me, and I said, "Oh, come here." And I just gave her a hug. I said, "Nah, let's hug." And she was okay with that. She did it because she thought I wouldn't want to hug her goodbye. No, you know, for a while. I gave her a hug. And I didn't walk away thinking, "Ooh, I hope I don't get the coronavirus." Yes, we should be alert. We should be careful. But I kind of try to split the difference between going, you know, crazy and then doing something stupid, somewhere in the middle. So I'm glad to hear people are still treating themselves to the cars they deserve.
That's right. So Dan and I were talking earlier, you know, as we all get a little older, and this is mainly about, you know, the other day I was just looking in the mirror, and I had some eyebrows that looked like they had taken on life. I mean, these things, I mean, it's like, oh, my God. And then, you know, it's really weird, but, you know, you get the little comb and you get the straight scissors. You got to cut them. You got to trim them. Or, I mean, you know, my God, you just look like an insect. There's so many. I mean, it's just,
well, John, you know, this actually hurts me, and I take it a little personally. I don't have eyebrows, so good for you that you have to trim your eyebrows. I happen to not have any eyebrows, so thanks a lot for reminding me of that.
This is not a time for us to not be, you know, congenial to one another, to be loving and caring. That's why General Motors is just now announcing Chevy Cares.
He's avoiding that he hurt my feelings.
0% for 84 months on all light-duty Silverados, Equinox, and Trax. That's probably about 300 of the vehicles that we have in inventory. 0% for 84 months and 120 days before your first payment.
Hold on, 0% for how many months?
84.
Holy
On all light-duty Silverados, you know, that's, you know, half-tons, you know, the 1500s, regular cab, double cab, crew cabs, all Equinox and all Trax. Again, that's 300 of the 500 new vehicles that we have in inventory. 84 months financing, 0%. 0% for 84. Right. 120 days before the first payment. Chevy Cares, Johnny Londoff Cares. You know, we're swabbing this place down every day. We're going through more alcohol. I don't think my hands, I always wash my hands. I always have used, you know, alcohol-based hand sanitizer, but holy cow. I mean, my hands are like getting raw. I've been washing them so much.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't ever remember 84 months, 0%. Have they ever done this before? 7 years? I don't think so. Have they?
Sir, this is the first.
This is the first. Wow.
Wow is right.
No, that's huge. To take 7 years and bust the payment into 7 years with no interest is a big deal and will certainly make it a lot easier for people, you know, especially if you're going to keep a vehicle for 7 years. And we've talked about this before. The average vehicle on the road is 11 years old. So for all you people who keep a car for a while, holy cow, why not take advantage of that? Take 7 years to pay it off. No interest.
You know, and here's the thing. You can still pay it off in 3 years. We just took a customer that was going to write a check. We're like, why? We're like, why? You get 0% for 84 months. He's like, huh? We're like, yeah, 0% for 84 months. What's my payment? But the payment goes, what's the heck of an idea? Keep that $35,000 plus in your pocket And then, if you feel like paying it off in 6 months or 8 months, plus you don't have to pay your first payment for 120 days.
No, so, there's no. If somebody asked you, no thanks, I don't want the 7 years with no interest. I'd just rather get a big discount on the car. There's not that option, right? So why not take the 0% for 7 years?
Some huge rebates if someone that really does want to pay cash. But and of course everything is on LonDoff.com. LONDOFF 24/7/366. Remember? Because you told me with leap year.
That's right. This year is three. That's right. Leap year. 366.
Always correcting me, buddy. I love that.
No, not correcting so much as just informing.
Something maybe to correct me on.
Ooh.
Maybe I start calling you Mimi Pinion. She knows me better than I know myself, but you know, this nursing background of hers is pretty. We've always washed our hands a lot and used that hand sanitizer. It's everywhere in our house. But, you know, people, let me ask you this. How many rolls of toilet paper have you all gone out to hoard? I mean, what is the deal?
I have three rolls at home.
I can honestly say we have not bought any more of any single product than we normally buy. Not one. We're not hoarding anything. We're not buying extra of anything.
I said, before we go up and stock up on toilet paper, okay, we need to stock up on vodka. That's what.
Yeah.
stock up on Johnny vodka Catholic. Because that can probably cleanse me in this subway. I won't, you know, get this nasty, terrible, stinking virus.
I was at the grocery store the other day, and I asked.
That is a good story.
Oh, thank you. No, I'm not finished.
Sorry.
I was asking the guy who was stocking. He was stocking shelves, and I said, "What is the deal with toilet paper? Has anyone said why they're hoarding the toilet paper?" And he said, "The only thing he can think of is toilet paper is actually made in the United States." He said, "But all the packaging comes from China." And I guess they're afraid that the toilet paper is not going to get packaged or something. I have no idea.
What?
That was, I know. I said that was one reason that he gave that he thought might be the reason. I don't buy it.
Well, All right. So what else is going on?
Well, here, I'll tell you what else is going on. While we took a break for the news, I rarely answer my phone during the show, but the network news had just started, so I knew I had that and Tim's news and the traffic and the sport. So I picked up my phone and I answered it because it was a 314 number. This is a first. I've had the, "Grandpa, I'm in trouble." I've had those calls. I've had the calls we've all had. This is a new one. This guy, when I said hello, he said something, his name was Jermaine, and then I couldn't understand the rest of it. And now I realize why. It was deliberate. And I said, I'm sorry. I said, what? And he said, yeah, he says, "This is Jermaine. I'm going to see you." I said, what? And then he said, "Do you know that 4 out of 10 adults have hearing loss?" No, I'm serious. And I said, "Well, I guess I do now. How can I help you?" And then he starts in on, and here's his next thing. He said, "Sir, when was the last time you had your hearing checked?" I said, "Yesterday." I said, "Yesterday." And it was perfect. I have perfect hearing. How else can I help you? And he kept on. He wouldn't let up. He said, "Well, did you know that wearing earbuds and today's headphones and having them up too loud?" I said, "I don't ever wear earbuds or headphones. I don't listen to music. Well, how else can I help you?" And he said, "Well, do you know anyone who plays music too loud?" No, I'm serious. He said, "Do you know anyone who plays music too loud?" I said, "Come on, man. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm supposed to know how loud people play their music. We're done. And he finally hung up. So get ready. That's the new one, folks. They'll deliberately, and then finally tell you that you may have a hearing loss. Pretty clever, but irritating. So that's the new one. And get ready, because there'll be a, and folks, you got to be alert. there'll be a lot of scammers taking advantage of this coronavirus. There will.
There'll be people who will be taking
advantage of ignorant people, of elderly people, of poor people. They just will. Yes, and they already are. So be smart and don't fall for that crap. Just mind your business, do what you have to do, and please, for goodness sakes, folks, stop being selfish and hoarding products that other people need, because I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I would put giant money down on you not needing a year's worth of toilet paper. Okay? Yep. That's probably not going to happen. So knock it off. Stop hoarding. Stop being selfish.
Food grocery stores. If you're not going to eat, what in the heck do you need all that toilet paper for?
You can't eat. You can't poop.
You know what's going to happen? Once we get through all this and everything, this Halloween, man, people are going to get TP'd all over the place. There's going to be
toilet paper hanging in trees.
Excess toilet paper. They won't know what to do with it, so you're right. When do they TP? It's Halloween. Homecoming is a big one, I think.
Well,
graduation, when the seniors graduate, they TP the seniors' homes. They're two or three times in the year when TPing is a big thing. And I might add, I'm not a big fan of it, and I don't like it, and I don't think anybody likes it when they walk out in the morning and see that their whole yard's been TP'd. Not funny.
Especially if it rains.
If it rains, you're screwed.
That is the worst. All right, well, listen, we're probably going to be shutting it down at 8 o'clock tonight. Normally the spring and summer hours are 9 p.m., but we're probably shutting down at 8. But we're here now. And we're online. There's also, I emailed you a bunch of information, Mr. Frank, that maybe y'all can put on your Facebook page. But shop, click, and drive. It's also a way for your great listeners to buy a vehicle from us online, and then we'll deliver it to the house. And if you're a little low on TP, we got plenty here at the dealership. We might even throw in a roll or two of toilet paper.
Some restaurants doing that in St. Louis. There, if you order a couple of certain items on the menu, they will throw in a roll of toilet paper with that.
See, I don't like that. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't want to associate when I'm in a restaurant. I don't want to be thinking about it. I just don't. I don't want to be walking around with toilet paper thinking about pooping. It almost says, you're going to need this before you even make it home if you eat here. I don't know. It just seems, not a good idea, maybe. All right, John, what's the phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. And you know what, man?
Chicken butt, man. 5 cents cut, man. Dipped in grease, man. One apiece, man.
636-706-5700. 636-706-5700 at the Autoplex. And everyone, stay safe. Keep laughing. Thanks for your program. I'm going to hop in my car here in a little bit and listen to it on the way home. I'm sure Mimi's listening right now. Hi, honey. I'm on my way home. Now I don't have to text her. I can just let her know that I'll be leaving here in about probably 30 minutes.
Stop and pick up some toilet paper on your way home.
No.
All right. Well, have a great rest of the show, and thanks for all you do for us. And I want to mention Gary. Won't mention his last name. Gary, AM and the PM, lives in Oakville. Was way about 45 minutes from the dealership. Drove up here on the day, and couldn't get things kind of worked out on some pricing. Management told me about it. Sales rep. I called Gary back, and he came in, and we worked it out, and he's AM and the PM.
Beautiful. Thank you, Gary. See, when you're AM and the PM, you just get a little extra great treatment. You just do. Sadly, those who don't listen will never know that.
He shot us an email going, I can't believe the price you gave me. I'm like, well, you're AM and the PM. And you know what? That means a lot, and it does. It really does mean a lot. Oh, and thank you, Frank. And, hey, anyone who's listening thinking, man, I'm looking for when this whole coronavirus thing, and we come back with a vengeance business-wise, and we're still going to do well, I'm looking for a place to spend some money advertising. Not that I want you to get too crowded that then you can't take care of me, but...
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen.
Let's just talk about all of the other advertisers that I could cancel because of all the business that you send me. And is it?
Fine with us. Cancel them now.
Yeah,
but...
Okay.
Our people will be there for you, so be ready for them, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, John. Bye-bye. And I don't understand that. Bye-bye. That, you know, that's
what, it's his signature goodbye.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go with that. Maestro, if you would please. Sound just like the Beatles, don't they? Bruce and the Boys. Just like them. They don't look like the Beatles, but they sound like the Beatles. Well, that music means it is time to get you some help with your tech questions, your tech aggravations, irritations, things that are driving you nuts, or just things you might want to even share that you've discovered tech-wise. Because Josh Bauman is here, and he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States for a lot of good reasons. More at windowworldstlouis.com. Give it up, folks, for Josh Bauman.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Josh. Probably know the answer to this, but you're the IT guy for the entire Festa School District. Are they closed?
We will be closed as of 5 p.m. tomorrow evening until we will start back tentatively April 6th.
Wow.
So you talk about a paradigm, well, I said it earlier, a paradigm shift in the way teachers function and kids learn. You know, the schools or the universities, most of the major universities in the area have all said, we're going online learning for the rest of the semester. And college kids can handle that. College kids, you know, you're talking an age of 18 plus. Limey, you're doing online classes. As an adult, you can handle that. You don't necessarily need that face-to-face interaction. No. You can handle being in front of a laptop screen for an hour and a half. Folks, when I say K-12 is a different animal, K-12 is a different animal. Don't expect these kids that are ranging in age from, you know, 6 to 18 to be able to handle something like this, and expect their teachers, who the majority of which have not had an opportunity to teach in an electronic method, to be able to do this perfect right out of the gate. This is going to be a learning experience for everyone involved, and I think I speak for everybody in the area that's, you know, wants to ask for just a hair of patience. When it comes to this, I know school districts are doing their best over the next 2 days to prep for what appears to be a two-week closure, could be more, but just kind of roll with the punches, because this is new territory for everybody.
But what about this? And I just thought of this. What about all the parents who never saw this coming and aren't prepared for their little kids to be home all day?
Yeah.
Maybe both parents work and they had it all worked out so that, you know, after work they pick up the kid from school. Now Jimmy or Becky is home all day. I'm going to tell you, this is a mess.
This is
a problem for a lot of parents.
Yeah, because parents have to take time off. And when I say these superintendents, I mean, I can speak from just experience with my bosses. These superintendents did not or do not have not taken this decision lightly at all. Most of them, if not all of them, have been in direct contact with county health officials, if not local hospital administration, to take guidance from them and the state as far as what should we do, what should school districts do. And if the school district has closed, I can almost guarantee you that the direction came from local health organizations that the districts needed to close. This was not something school leadership did on a whim, on their own. There was a lot, I promise, a lot of thought put into this and a lot of worry put into this. And they're going to continue to worry, because the districts that I know of down in Jefferson County, one of the first things that came up was, what do we do about these kids that are free and reduced lunch kids? You know, that's a federal program that's funded by the feds where if your income is below a certain dollar amount, you either eat lunch or breakfast for a discounted rate or for free. So how many kids in districts, what there's a percentage that are going to go home and not have food? So these districts are now trying to come up with plans on how to feed these kids during this two-week time. When I say there's so many moving parts to this, it's unbelievable. how much thought.
And I never even thought about that. I thought about the both working parents not being able to, or now they're going to have to figure out what to do with Johnny or Becky while they're home. But I never thought about the food program.
Right.
And the fact that these kids who don't have breakfast at home now don't have breakfast anywhere. I never even thought about that.
Yeah, and they're single parents. That,
right.
Yeah.
And so the first response is, okay, daycare. Let's leverage a daycare. But the way it looks, daycares maybe end up being told to close too in the near future. This school's closing could single-handedly be a very, very large economic impact and just availability of manpower to work. It's going to be interesting.
So does anybody know, and maybe Makia could look this up, what is the test to see if you, is it a blood test to see if you have coronavirus?
It's a nasal sponge Q-tip type thing. Yeah, they have drive-through set up where you can do it in about less than 5 minutes. It takes about,
no kidding,
it takes about 24 to 48 hours for a response at this point.
Yeah, okay. I think Mercy is doing it, doing drive-throughs, and I think some Walgreens are going to start doing it.
One thing real quick before we get away with time or we get a bunch of callers. If you are a parent and you don't have internet at home, or you're a grandparent and you know your grandchild does not have internet at home, and they need it to do some online learning that these schools are putting out, Charter Communications has come out and said they will offer 60 days of internet access for free for students that are affected by closures that are not current customers.
Wow.
A little caveat to that, and I sent Dan the information. He can post it on Facebook later. There's a phone number that you call with Charter, and they will ship you equipment. So the caveat is Charter has to be in your area. Charter's not going to go around and run a bunch of new cables or anything. So they've got to be at least coming to your house already. But if internet's an issue for you at home because you can't afford it or whatever.
But you nailed it with grandparents, because lots of grandparents don't have internet.
Right.
If the child is going to have to stay with grandma or grandpa, whatever, right, because mom and dad are working, boom, right, this is huge.
Yeah, so
this is huge.
Charter set up a 877 number, I think, and I verified it with our school's sales rep. It's legit. You call them. I have heard there are very long wait queues at that number. But the way I understand it works, they will ship you a modem, and it's pretty much self-install, and it should be ready to go. The other thing Charter is doing as far as outreach, they're going to start deploying public Wi-Fi in major areas, major public areas. So look for that to come. Dan, if you could post that on that thing I sent you, if you could post that on Facebook, that'd be great.
Okay.
So we've got callers.
We do have callers. Let me give the numbers. We'll get right to the calls. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Larry, you've been holding a long time, and we appreciate it. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh. How you doing?
Good, Larry. How are you?
Not too bad. Amen to PM. My question seems so minor compared to the heaviness of all the corona questions. I'm going to switch gears. I got a Fitbit about a week or two ago.
Okay.
And why do they want you to download their app? Because half the functions on this Fitbit do not work unless you get on their website.
Right.
Download their app, and they talk to it.
Yeah. So
yeah. Why do they do that?
Part of it's for tracking purposes. My son has a Fitbit Versa Lite, I think. He's a runner with cross country and track. So he has it to track his runs mileage wise and time wise. And a lot of those functions, like you said, don't work unless you download the Fitbit app to your phone. And then by doing that, you create an account with Fitbit so that your data can be uploaded. Some of the stuff that they're going to track for you is going to be your, if you wear it at night, your sleep cycles, how much time you're sleeping, your heart rate when it's resting or throughout the day. And if you are a person that's wearing the Fitbit for fitness purposes, it will track how many steps you've taken. If you put it in workout mode, it'll kind of map your route and give you a pace. But you're right. To really get the full functionality of the smartwatch, you really do need the Fitbit app. Some of the features work, like the texting features with Bluetooth from your phone should work without the app. But the majority of the fitness tracking features, you do need the app.
Is there a benefit to them to have that
necessity? Yeah, sure. They're running data analytics on it. I don't think Fitbit's one of those companies that sells your data. I haven't taken a deep dive in their terms of service or their privacy policy, but I have not heard of them selling data. From what I understand, they do have some relationships with health insurance companies, depending on if your employer has a program where if you have a Fitbit, you get a little bit of a discount on your health insurance. But just straight out of the box, they're probably just using your data for data analytics, not to sell your data, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Okay, thanks, Josh.
All right, thanks, Larry.
Hey, Larry, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. On we go to John. I might mention there's a line open now. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh, and welcome again, Frank. Thank you very much. I am AM in the PM.
Of course you are, John.
Hi, John.
Hey, I just want to, for the parents that are out there that have high school kids, this will be an opportunity for them to go out to all the neighbors who have to work to babysit their kids throughout the day. I think there's a chance for the kids to make some money off this, plus, you know, it'll help the ease the parents know that the kids are going to be taken care of.
It can, and it just depends on how far you want to take this social distancing rule. The big thing going around now is on Facebook, you'll see a meme that says, you know, just because school's called off, it's not like a regular snow day. You really shouldn't be going to the trampoline park or going to the movies.
Oh,
or going
definitely.
So, yeah, depending on how serious.
At least they could be inside their home.
No, yeah, I agree, John. You're right.
You know what, though, John, there's a good idea here. Let's say that in a subdivision, there are the number doesn't matter. Let's just say that pick two households where mom and dad both work in both these households. Yet household number three, mom or dad is home all day and also has a child. They can offer a service where let your kids come over here all day and study online. We have Wi-Fi. I mean, there's a great opportunity for somebody to help with all this just by the fact that you have someone home all day. Let the neighbors know that.
And you said it there, Frank. They could be tutoring.
Well, I think they're online anyway. These are kids. Josh, correct me if I'm wrong. Most of these kids are online talking with a teacher or something, correct?
Not necessarily. It's really going to be interesting. I'll just say my district, we don't have video conference instructions set up, and I would be willing to bet there are very few in the state that do. What they have are websites that are called learning management systems or learning management solutions, where the teacher can post an announcement or an assignment. They can have a text discussion, but you're not actually seeing the teacher. Like I said, this is going to be a huge learning curve for everybody involved. Parents, don't let this add anxiety to your day. Your kids, I would say middle school and high school kids, are in these types of websites, these LMSs or learning management systems, every day. The littler kids, it's going to be a little bit different. It's each district is taking a different approach. We're making resources available online for people and packets for people. We're not expecting a kindergartner to log into a website.
What's a third or fourth grader? John, don't go away because you bring up an interesting point. What's a third or fourth grader? What's the assignment going to be, and how's that kid going to get his assignment?
Sure. So what we are looking at doing, what we started this morning in a meeting, teachers are making recommendations of not enrichment, but to go back over content that has been covered over the last month, you know, couple months. The big one for, like, say, an English teacher, overwhelmingly, most English teachers said, we want kids reading. So go either bring a book home from the library or go get a book and read for 30 minutes, 45 minutes a day. That, more than anything, is huge, just reading for English. Math, go to khanacademy.com and work on the recent subject that you covered in class. And your teachers are going to know, you know, they're going to remind you, hey, we covered differentiating factors or whatever. But actually, your teacher's face giving you instruction likely is not going to happen. They're likely going to put you or point you to resources like Khan Academy, maybe a YouTube video, to go over some content.
Okay, so this parent in the neighborhood who's at home, the other parents could say, man, thank you so much. Here's Becky. She's in the fourth grade. And if nothing else, to John's idea, the parent who's at home all day can sort of just police these kids.
And I'm yeah.
Your own kid and maybe two other kids from the neighborhood, look at what their assignments are and just kind of help them make sure they get it done,
right,
so to speak.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. Because in any neighborhood, there's somebody home all day. It just is. For every, household where both parents work, or every three or four of them, there's going to be somebody who's home. Maybe it's a grandma who lives home at home, and whatever. That's a great idea. So thank you, John.
You're very welcome, Frank.
For the suggestion. All right. Line is open, 314-821-0590. Or 855-282-8255. George, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello. I guess I should say AM and a PM and then...
No, of course you should.
A couple comments on the kids not getting the meals. That's a reality on weekends as well.
Yeah.
Just through normal circumstances, there's an excellent program in this state called Buddy Pack. And perhaps everybody should check into that and take an opportunity to make some donations there.
Yeah, down in our area, there's a program called Brendan's Backpack Program that more or less sends a backpack with food home every Friday for the weekend for the kid.
That's basically what the Buddy Pack does, too, is it
yep.
gives them a couple meals a day for the weekend. So.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I should also point out on the classes over the computer, not all classes can be done over the computer.
Yeah.
Phys ed class comes to mind, any kind of a hands-on shop class. If you're doing any kind of a architectural engineering or anything with the drafting classes where you have to have the specific programs on the machine that are several thousand dollars per copy and stuff, there's just a lot of the classes that physically can't be done online.
No, and you know what? You're right, George, you're right, because think of science classes where they have the Bunsen burners and the beakers. You don't have that crap at home. You can't do the chemistry experiments in your home
because
right. you don't have the stuff they have in the lab at school. That's a great point.
Yeah, and then as far as gathering people up for daycares and different things like that, if they're now staying less than 10 people together at a time, so daycares are not going to be able to bring in additional people.
Yeah.
So if you've already got a daycare with 10 kids in it, they're not going to be able to bring in another 10 kids.
Yeah, it's really going to be interesting to see how all that shakes out.
All right, George.
Thanks, George.
Good suggestions.
Thank you. The interesting thing, Frank, about PE, I had a discussion with somebody the other day with Fitbits. You know, we had a caller earlier that was talking about the Fitbit and should I register my account with Fitbit. You think about using a Fitbit and fitness tracking, you know, to be able to say I ran a mile in 6 minutes and the Fitbit app. You know, that kind of, it doesn't take the place of PE class, but you could augment PE class. I think we're going to see a big shift in thinking.
And you can't cheat because that thing is tracking.
Right.
So you
right.
actually have to have done it.
Yeah. Right.
Let's go to Greg. Greg, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
Good, Greg. How are you?
Good. Okay, so I got a question. So
shoot.
Last year when the flu was really bad and 30% and 40% of the kids were missing school, and the year before that and the year before that and the year before that, what did they do?
We never got that high. I know that school districts...
But in general, a lot of schools had that.
Sure. And right? I do know...
They didn't do anything, because when you get the flu, you stay home like you're supposed to because you're sick, right?
Right.
What did they say when mad cow disease came around? They were going to kill every cow, right?
Oh, man, I remember that. That's when I went to school. We weren't allowed to eat beef. They took it out of every store. Me and my dad still ate beef, and I am fine. Granted, I can't donate blood now, but still.
Yeah. Seriously?
I was fine. Yeah, no, I'm not allowed to donate blood because of the mad cow disease.
Wow.
Yep.
So the bird flu. The bird flu was going to kill everybody. Not everybody, but you know what I'm saying. I think they really need to put this into perspective because it is ridiculous. You know, somebody is driving this, and I don't know why. Because how many people die from drunk drivers every day? How many people die from the flu?
30.
How many people?
The number is 30.
So this is ridiculous, though. It's such a small percentage, and it's just getting out of hand. You know, my kid goes to a school where last year there were two kids left in the class because of the flu.
Well, that's leadership issue, because most public schools will tell you if they dip below 85% attendance, they'll close.
I don't disagree with Greg, though. Here's the thing. What's crippling this economy right now is not the coronavirus. It's this reaction to the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And what I think in many cases is overreaction. That's what's crippling us.
I mean, it's unbelievable that they're shutting all this down with, you know, when old people get the flu, what happens? I mean, when they're frail people, they get the flu, they get pneumonia, and a portion of them die. You know, it's sad, but it's true. It's just reality. Same thing with small kids that are frail and small and are sick. It just happens. You know, you got to take precautions, and I'm not saying you shouldn't. But somebody's really blown this out of proportion for some reason.
Well, some of it's political, and some of it's oversensationalized because that's what the media likes to do. But the other thing here is, this is an unknown. We don't know anything about this. This is brand new. This is not the flu that's been around forever. This is the coronavirus. It's new. We don't know. We don't know
that's
what
true.
We're really dealing with, and that's part of it too.
That's true. But what happens when you get it? You stay home. You get over
right.
it, and you go on with life.
Right. No, I'm with you. Look, I'm absolutely with you. I don't understand panic is not the word yet, but I don't understand this almost immediate overreaction to this. And I really don't understand buying $600 worth of toilet paper. That one blows me away. Does anybody really think you're going to be stuck at home and can't leave your house for a year? Come on. I mean, really?
Yeah, schools, as far as schools go, mark my words, school's over for this year.
I think you're right.
Sports teams canceled, pushed it back 2 weeks. Now they're pushing it back, 3 months?
I agree with you. I don't think they'll go back to school.
I agree with you.
Greg, appreciate the call. Thank you. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. All right. We don't have a lot of time, but we do have a line open, and you may be lucky and get to sneak in here. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. I believe Tom is next. Tom, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Well, hi, Josh. How are you?
Good, Tom. How are you?
I just got back from vacationing in China. I have this nagging cough, but other than that, I'm doing okay. I have a question for you about this coronavirus now. When I got back to the States, everybody says you should get tested for the coronavirus. Well, I don't see any reason. I drink Budweiser, so I don't see any reason.
All right, you know what, Tom, do you have a question, tech question for Josh?
No, we seem to be breaking up. AM into PM.
No, we're not breaking up at all. We're not breaking up at all. And I appreciate the levity and the attempt to lighten things up with comedy. But this is a segment for people to get help with their tech questions. And so we'll go to Louie. Louie, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hi there.
Hey, Louie.
First-time caller.
Louie, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you.
Wow. Well, quick question. You're almost out of time. I took my wife's laptop into the big box computer store that I like. I actually like it, but they didn't want to do anything with my Windows 7, and
yeah.
I really hate to go 10. Is there any way or anybody that can help me make sure that I don't have keyloggers and like we just got scammed?
Well, if you just got scammed, you need to go to Windows 10 and you need to install an antivirus program. Because there are no more updates for Windows 7. Any place you take it to is going to probably tell you the same thing, especially if you just had something happen on it. There's the fact that there's no more Windows updates coming out for it is the biggest issue. I mean, if you wanted to move to Mac OS, if you wanted to buy a different machine, a Chromebook, if you wanted to go that route, that's a little bit kind of different way of thinking. But yeah, I would highly recommend you get off that Windows 7 machine, especially since you had something happen.
Okay, I'll take the pain.
All right, sorry about
it
that.
Painful. By the way, AM in the PM.
Oh, we can't hear that too much. Thank you, Louie. Louie, don't be a stranger. Call again, okay?
Yeah, I'm. I had another question, but I don't think we have time.
Yes, we do. No, we do. No, Louie, we do. Go ahead. What's your other question?
Amplitude modulation in the post-meridian. I know that isn't what the way you explain it, but that's what it is to me. I was raised on AM. I'm kind of old school.
Well, it actually, amplitude modulation post-meridian, you're right. AM and the PM means two things. It means this for 15 years was a morning show. It was an AM
right.
show that moved to the PM. But it also means it's an AM radio band show that's on in the PM.
Right.
So it has two
right.
meanings. So there you go.
Correct.
All right, yeah. Louie.
So.
Feel free to call again.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Nice to have you check in for the first time ever.
Okay.
Josh, you got a couple minutes if there's anything you want to lay on us before
there's,
we...
There really hasn't been much tech news in the last week. It's all been ate up with this Corona stuff. I will say if you're thinking about going to the Apple store, don't, because Apple has closed or has issued the edict to close stores in the U.S. For the time being. I think it's just a temporary closure until August, April. That's really all I had, Frank. It's been a lot of Corona talk. I'm sorry.
No, I watch every morning. I watch the news. And I jump around, and normally I get to see some, you know, entertainment news, some news about money and finances. It was all Corona.
Yeah.
Now, we have 2 minutes. I'm going to put Jim.
Sure.
Jim, we have 2 minutes. It's yours. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hi to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh. How you doing?
Good, Jim. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
One thing I wanted to point out, which I obviously, this is why everybody has all the fear, is the mortality rate around this thing. So the flu has a mortality rate of, I think, 0.1%. So 1 in 1,000 that get the flu die.
Right.
And this has a mortality rate of 4%. And it's very easy to contract, it would appear. So I think with, to your point, this is in foreign territory, and which is why everybody is so scared. And that's where the fear is coming from, because we don't know what it is, but we do know, at least, that the mortality rate appears to be 4%.
Right.
And, I mean, it could even be higher, in that they're giving you the mortality rate now based upon 4 out of every 100 that have had this, the coronavirus, die. However, there's still...
There's always a however in life, yeah.
Yeah, there's still existing cases out there. So, like, when they say the 4%, they're saying 4% of all the people that have ever gotten the coronavirus, but there's still pending cases that are high risk. So when all the dust settles, the real mortality rate could be somewhere around 7%. So I think that's rightfully so why everybody is so in such a panic.
Now that makes sense, but you would still agree buying a year's worth of toilet paper is insane.
That's extreme.
100%. That is the dumbest thing I've heard of.
Then you and I agree on just about everything. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. We appreciate all of you. Josh, you know how to get out of this.
I'm Josh, the tech guy, and it's time to say bye.
All right, Josh Bauman, everybody, the IT director, head of IT, the chairman, the president of IT, the CEO of IT for the Festus School District, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling, least high-tech product you will probably ever buy. It's a window, okay? It's not high-tech. But it is necessary, and it's necessary to replace them when they go bad. More at windowworldstlouis.com. Thank you for being with us. We're just getting started. As Al Pacino said, I'm just getting warmed up. That was from, thank you. Thank you so much. That was from Scent, thank you. Scent of a Woman, I'm Just Getting Warmed Up. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
The 590 The Fan app. Download it today in your app store. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.